Afandroana te iresa kam kaskian funandremant.
I want to talk about what he desires for each of us.
Te iresa kaniam zavata ze irino atsika tsirairay avy.
Now this is a exclusive us.
Iti zany te hoe isika tsirairay avy tsakanavaka.
It's a izahai, not isika.
Ave izahai zany.
You understand what I'm saying?
What do you mean? Ni lewe isika lewe izahai tsim fatsilewe nareo tafiditra ao anatin'le izy.
But it will include all of us.
Fa izany nefa dia apiditra tsika tsirairay avy.
There will be times where I'm talking about us, those who have chosen to follow Jesus.
Ary misy fotoana iresaka amintsika le hoe ireo izay nanapa-kevitra ny anaraka an'i Jesosy.
But the God that I serve wants everyone to come to him.
Fa ilay Andriamanitra izay tompoko dia tiany tsirairay avy hanantona azy.
But there will be times where we, the followers of Christ, will be separate from those who have chosen not to follow him.
Ary nisy ihany koa ny fotoana ireo isika izay nanapa-kevitra hoe hanaraka an'i Kristy a hosarahana amin'ireo izay tsy manaraka azy.
Why did you come here today?
Inona ary ny antony nahatongavanao eto androany?
You are okay to answer.
Yeah, afaka mamalina ireo.
I came because Kim asked me to preach.
Za tonga aloha satria za nasain'ny Kim maitory teny.
How about you? Are you here because that's what you're supposed to do on Sunday? Are you here because you want to be around other believers? I hope so. That's a good start. But today I want to talk about God's desire for us and what that means for our lives outside of this church. I'm going to try to balance enough of God's word and also some explanation. But I want to caution you, trust the word of God, not me. So are you ready? Alright, let's start. Open your Bibles, if you brought them, and I hope you did, to 1 Timothy chapter
2.
First Timothy chapter 2. I'm going to ask Vivian to read the first four verses of that chapter when she gets there.
Koa mananatra voalohany indrindra mba atao izay fangatahana, fivavahana, fifonana, fisaorana ho an'ny olona rehetra, ho an'ny mpanjaka mba amin'izay rehetra manana fahefana mba hiainantsika miadana sy mandry fahizay amin'ny toe-panahy araka an'Andriamanitra sy ny fahamaontinana rehetra. Izany no tsara ka ankasitrahana eo imason'Andriamanitra mpamonjy antsika izay tia ny olona rehetra ho vonjena ka ho tonga amin'ny fahalalana ny marina.
Thank you. So here Paul is talking to Timothy, but what did he tell Timothy to do?
Eto izany Paoly miresaka amin'ny Timoty a fa inona ary ny zavatra nitenenany amin'ny Timoty hoe mba ho atao?
You're free to answer.
Afaka mamaly ihany koa nareo.
Pray.
Mivavaka.
Was that all?
Izay fotsiny ve?
Okay. How was he supposed to pray? Yes. He's supposed to be thankful. So who did Paul tell Timothy to pray for? His Everyone.
Retaret.
That includes the king, that includes the those in authority. But it's simple to say everyone. I like that Paul reminded him and the king. Are you always willing to pray for your leaders? Probably not so much. It is hard for me to pray for Obama. It's easy to pray against Trump. But neither of those attitudes are right. I think in your situation, it's probably similar. It's hard to pray for those in authority over us. So I ask you, why would Paul tell Timothy to pray for everyone? Because in the verse it says here, that's what pleases God. That's what makes God happy. Let me ask you this. Do you begin your prayers with petitions for yourself? Probably. Maybe.
Mangamba,
and sometimes by the time you're finished praying for yourself, you've forgotten to pray about others. We need to change the way we do things. God's word says, pray for others. Now, we start with ourselves typically, though. And there's no time for others. Now, where I'm going with this is that what we've already said is this: we are asked to do this because it pleases God. But look in verse 4 again. Why does it please God? It says there, as it says in your Bible, because God wants everyone to be saved and know truth. What does that have to do with our prayers? Have you tried to share with someone and they have rejected the gospel? Did you pray for them before you shared the gospel? Our flesh, our nature is that we want hard statistics. And I promise you, if you start praying for other people, two things are going to happen. You're going to see them and their lives before yourself. And you're going to know better how God is already working in their lives and how to share the gospel with them. So in this verse, did Paul tell Timothy that God wants some of the people to be saved?
No.
He used the word everyone, all. Now it doesn't say, it does not say here, and you won't find it saying that everyone will be saved. But our loving God, He wants, He desires, and He hopes for everyone to be saved. That's His heart. Now Paul says this in other areas. In other letters. He says the same thing. God wants everyone to have a chance to hear the gospel. The gospel is the good news that Jesus Christ died for our sins.
Ary ny filazantsara dia ilay vaovao mahafaly hoe Kristy maty noho ny fahotantsika.
He died on the cross and he was resurrected.
Maty eo ambony hazo fijaliana izy avy eo izy nitsangana tamin'ny maty.
So why is that significant? Paul in the book of Romans, and we know for sure that the penalty of sin is death. We also know, and we're going to see this a little bit later, that we are separated from God because from birth we are filled with sin. So we are separated from God and we are on our way to hell. But Jesus died to pay the price for our sins. No more need for a sacrifice. But his resurrection defeated death. There no longer is a penalty for our sin if we choose to believe in Jesus. Do you believe that? That's what the Bible says. That's the gospel. The good news is I'm destined for hell, but because of Jesus, I can have salvation.
So
my salvation is involving my sin. I'm saved from my sin. We are not saved from anything else because we don't need to be saved from anything except the penalty of sin. Salvation is trust that Jesus died and died once for our sins.
Ni famjena de fan fitukisana hoe Jesus ya maty indray mande ho an'ny fahotantsika.
Again, in the book of Romans, Paul says that salvation comes by faith alone.
Ary ao amin'ny bokin'ny Romana ihany dia mbola miteny ihany Paul hoe ary ny famjena dia tonga avy amin'ny finoana tokana ihany.
I cannot work, I cannot do anything for salvation. I I must believe with my whole heart. Not my mind. I'm sure if one of you told me your name today, my mind would believe it and know it. But when I wake up tomorrow, I will forget. So if you believe in Jesus with your mind and not your heart, then you will forget. So, salvation comes by faith alone.
Ka ni famtsena zany de tonga amin'ny alalan'ny finoana irery any.
We see here that Paul was saying that God wants everyone to be saved and to know the truth.
Ary hitatsika eto Paul ny laza hoe tian'Andriamanitra ho vonjena ny olona rehetra ary alalan'ny marina.
But Paul also talks about in Romans 10 that we cannot believe the gospel if we've never heard the gospel.
Ary Paul ankone famtenia any amin'ny Romana toko fafolo any hoe tsavaka ny ino ny filazantsarantsika raha ohatra ka tsy mbola mandreny filazantsara.
And unless the gospel is told to us or preached to us,
aratenena amintsika aloha ny filazantsara na toriana amintsika,
we won't be able to believe in it.
De tsy afaka ino an'le izy tsika.
So as we continue on,
tereva manoitsika,
I want to leave this question with you.
De tiko apetraka aminao izao fanontaniana izao.
Whose responsibility is it to preach the gospel?
Andraiky tsara ya le hoe mitory ny filazantsara.
If Paul says that God wants everyone to be saved, that means God wants everyone to hear the gospel.
Raha ohatra ki Paul kanteny hoe tian'Andriamanitra ho vonjena ny olona rehetra rehetra, dika izay izany hoe tian'Andriamanitra andreny filazantsara ny olona rehetra.
So then who's responsible?
De iza ary ny tompony andraikitra ny amin'ny fitoriana?
Is it us?
Itsika ve?
Is it just the pastors?
San pastera rery any?
Is it just the missionaries?
San misionera rery any?
No. It's the kingdom. It's the followers of Christ.
Tsia fan fanjakana ny fampanaraty fanjakan'Andriamanitra ny panaraty an'i Kristy.
If you are a believer, someone who has chosen to follow Jesus, you must be preaching the gospel.
Rapino nao, raha olona nao nanapa-kevitra ny anaraka an'i Kristy dia tsy maintsy ianao izany mitory ny filazantsara.
Let's look very quickly at the last few verses of Matthew 28.
Andao jerevantsika angekaingana angeha le andalana farany a vitsivitsy a ao amin'ny Matthieu a toko fahavalo amby roapolo.
We'll read 18 through 20.
Teo vakitsika ny andininy fa enina ambe en valo ambe folo ka hatramin'ny faharoapolo. Ary Jesosy nanantona dia niteny taminy ka nanao hoe efa nomena ny fahefana rehetra any an-danitra izay ty an-tany koa mandeha any ianareo dia ataovy mpianatra ny firenena rehetra manao batisa azy ho amin'ny anaran'ny Ray sy ny Zanaka ary ny fanahy masina sady mampianatra azy hitandrina izay rehetra nandidiko anareo ary indro izaho momba anareo mandrakariva ambara-pahatonga amin'ny fahataperan'izao tontolo izao.
I want to look at three things that I see in this great commission.
Te hijery zavatra anankitelo izay hitako amin'ity afatra lehibe ity paiko lehibe moa izany.
The first thing I see is that Jesus told his disciples here, but it goes to us to go.
Ary ny zavatra voalohany indrindra izay hitako eto hoe niteny tamin'ny mpianany Jesosy eto ary maniraka antsika izy mba andeha.
He says, go to the nations.
Ozy izy hoe mandeha any amin'ny firenena.
Now, many times we hear this and we think that that means some nation far off.
Ate mazantsika maheno an'izy io imbetabe dia mieritreritrantsika ay le firenena any alavitra any izany.
That's a correct interpretation of the end goal.
Izay le fandikana marina n'le hoe izay ny tanjona farany izany ny any.
But if you look at what Jesus was saying, he was really saying, as you are going. It's not a destination far off. It starts right here. Jesus repeated this command in a different way, or interpreted differently by Luke in Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
Ary naverin Jesosy ity iraka anakiray ity na ity baiko ity atam any
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
Any amin'ny asan'ny apostola toko voalohany dia nandiny fahavalo.
He's saying essentially the same thing.
Izany ohatra hoe ilay zavatra mitovy ihany no teneniny.
But Luke clarifies that we are to start in our Jerusalem. Jerusalem is Tana for us. The next thing I see is that Jesus here, as did Paul, uses the word all. He doesn't say some. Jesus said, go to all nations. Starting here, everyone needs to hear the gospel. Not some. It's the same way Paul reminded Timothy to pray for his rulers. We need to share the gospel with everyone. There isn't a list of those that can't or shouldn't hear the gospel.
And
if we don't know who's supposed to hear the gospel, the easiest way to obey this command is to tell everyone. The last thing I see here is that Jesus explains how to make disciples. We're not only just to teach them the commands of Jesus, but how to obey them. And here again, it's the all-inclusive everything, not just a few commands. So this is much deeper than getting people saved and getting them to come to church. It's about walking side by side with a new believer. And teaching them how to live for Christ. So again, I ask, whose responsibility then is it to preach the gospel so that everyone can hear? It's us. I've seen a few people nodding your head. I've heard it. Yeah, it's us. Are you sharing the gospel? I will challenge you. People are not going to come to Christ unless you tell them the gospel. Someone can see me and think, oh, I see something special about that, but unless they hear the gospel, there will be no chance for salvation for them.
All
right, so let's look at the city of Tana. How many people live here? Let's say 2 million people.
All
right, realistically, the majority of the people that live in the city are lost. That's not Jeremy's judgment on Tana. That's a reality. So let's consider there are a lot of lost people here in this city. They don't follow Christ. So if I share the gospel with 5 people each day, do you know how long it would take me to preach the gospel to 2 million people? It's impossible.
Impossible.
I'm looking around this room. If each of us shared the gospel with 5 people a day, we will never preach the gospel to every person in just this city within our lifetimes. Yet, as a believer, I am compelled to share the gospel with the lost. So do we give up because it's an impossible task?
No.
That's disobedience. We can't obey Christ's command to make disciples if we're not preaching the gospel. Apart from Jesus Christ, you are not a disciple. And you can't be with Christ unless you hear the gospel. But don't lose hope, because God has a plan on how to carry out. To carry out the task of getting the gospel to everyone. Are you familiar with the Lord's Prayer? What's the first part of it ask us to do? You can cheat, you can go to Matthew chapter 6, but some of us have that memorized. Do you pray the Lord's Prayer often? He started off when he modeled that prayer, and he asks that the kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. Do you pray for God's kingdom to come? Do you know what that means? If you've read your Bible, you've seen that the disciples in the New Testament really didn't understand what the kingdom was. Jesus told his disciples over and over about the kingdom. And he taught them and us to pray, always asking that the kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven.
Arte napenarantraro si sika koa hivavaka foana hoe ho tonga ny fanjakany ity tany takany any an-danitra.
We need to be asking for that.
Mila mangataka ny amin'izany koa tsika.
Because the kingdom is people, followers of Jesus, filled with Christ.
Satria le fanjakan'Andriamanitra dia olona mpanaraka an'i Kristy, feno an'i Kristy.
It's not our worldly understanding of a government or a kingdom. I believe that God has a picture of Tana rooted in the gospel. But the only way that's going to happen is if we join in preaching the gospel.
Pastor
Kim preaches often and he refers to 2 Timothy 2:2.
Ary Pastor Kim dia nitory teny izy mazana teny an'le ao amin'ny
Now, this verse is typically interpreted where it's discussing the multi-generations of passing information on. But for us today, if I go each day and preach the gospel to someone, but do not teach them how to do the same, I am only adding, and we will never see the gospel reach this city in our lifetime.
Aruana kwam softon sauzan we rawat sike san kamandem turn filazan tsara futsnyanya fatsma piana chanchare kumba nom tuviam say de utone manam futsnya leis tsike fatsuvo tur tsike minsin filazan tsaro mantitanyan piana tsike.
But if we take the gospel, we not only teach and preach the gospel, but teach the new believer how to do the same. That's multiplication, not addition.
De raha ohatra tsika kosaka mitondra ny filazantsara dia mampianatra dia tsy hoe mampianatra sy mitory aminazy fotsiny a fa le izay anaovantsika an'izay dia tenentsika koa hoe mba hanao mitovy amin'izay koa dia ny ataontsika amin'izay a dia fampitomboana fa tsy fanampiana.
So do you want to see Tana rooted in the gospel in your lifetime?
Ka ienao ve te ahita ny Tana voatoron'ny filazantsara mandritra n'izao androm-piainanao izao?
Do you want to see this city reached for Christ?
Tianao hita ve ty tanàna ity a hoe ho tratra an'i Kristy?
I'm 47, but I believe it will happen.
Zaho izao a 70 taona nefa izaho mino hoe afaka nitrangy izany.
I see the map of this wonderful nation.
And
we can see the Holy Spirit, the gospel, sweep through this nation in our lifetime. Do you believe that? Do you want to be a part of that? Or do you just want to be excited and watch other people obey? I'm guilty of that many times. It's so much better to celebrate someone else's obedience when I'm disobeying. But I think God has a purpose for this church to be instrumental in not just seeing the gospel flow through this city, but through this nation and the world.
All right.
We are just about out of time. But I'm going to go quickly through this because I cannot talk about sharing the gospel Without showing you a simple way to share the gospel. Alright. The most common excuse for not sharing the gospel is that many of us were never taught how to share the gospel. So I'm going to show you one way to share the gospel. It's in English. Because that's the only slide I could find, and I didn't want to draw my own.
Yes, it is there. All
right, you ready? So I've got a question for you. Today, do you feel like you are near to God or far away? If you don't mind, I'd like to show you a picture that has helped me understand how to be near to God. So everywhere you look in Tana, do you see brokenness? Do you agree that everything around us is broken? The world is broken. We are broken. No one is perfect. But that's not what God intended for us. This is our situation. We're broken. But God started with a perfect design. Now, we naturally try all kinds of roads to find peace. Because we're broken. Why are we broken? Because in the beginning, God created a perfect design. But sin came and broke everything. Sin is anything that is against God. It's disobedience. Now, from being broken, we have always been trying to find a way back to that design. But we may not even know that that's where we're trying to get to. But God knew this situation would happen, so he provides a way for us to go back to the original design.
And
it's Jesus Christ. So in order to get back to God, we have to repent and believe in Jesus Christ. We need to repent of our sins. That means turn away from them. Stop it. We need to believe that Jesus' death on the cross is enough for our salvation. And And when we believe with a whole heart, we begin to pursue God's original design. That means we begin to get to know God again. We read our Bible. We learn to obey. We try and try again, even when we make mistakes. And as we do that, we return to God's original perfect design. But there's a reason we come back to the design, the perfect design. Most of us are happy that we can have life everlasting and we don't go to hell. But God saved me so that I can return back into brokenness and tell others about Jesus. Just as Paul told Timothy, pray for others because God wants them to be saved. God saved me and God saved you so that we can go back into brokenness with the light, with the truth. How many of you have children? Your house is on fire and you are able to get out, but your children are still in the fire. Are you going to stand outside and let your children die? Now, no one here will say, oh yeah, probably. But why don't you treat the lost with that same desire? Why do we get saved but not care about the lost? They are in the fire, but you have what it takes to save them. So we need to obey and go back into the fire. Are you willing to do that? You can come and talk to me. I'm willing to train you, go with you, teach you how to share your faith. So feel free to come and talk to me if you see me. But there's only two types of people here in this room today. You're either in God's design, or you're broken. You see how you can go from broken to perfect. So where are you? And where do you want to be? Thank you for enduring a few extra minutes. I will pray in English. You do not need to translate. Because I'm not praying to you. I'm speaking to God. Heavenly Father, we love you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we have missed the mark so many times, not being faithful in your command to share our faith. Lord, call us out. We want to see this city rooted in your gospel. Alive, your kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. Give us the strength to obey. Give us the courage to admit that we need help, that we need to know how. But Lord, we want this city to come to you, and I pray that you enable us, empower us, like you have promised to do that, to share our faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.